9th Perek of Sanhedrin, 2nd Mishnah, Niskav and Laharagas of Behema. Laharagas Adam, a person who was intending to kill an animal and he killed a person. Akum, yeah. So he said he was planning to kill a guy and he ended up killing a Jew. The following Vahogas Ben Kayama. He said he was killing a Nafel, a stillborn child, and ended up to be a child that was alive. Niskav is potter, because once again the Asura has to be that he accepts it upon himself, even if they warned him that you may be, you will be killing somebody, but that's not enough. As long he has to be makabel the Asura that even though he's going to kill somebody, he doesn't care. Niskav lakayis al mosnev v'loyi b'kidei lahamis al mosnev. He was planning to kill him, hit him in his loins, his stomach area, and it wasn't a hard enough hit that would have killed him. Hochalali, but ended up hitting in his heart area, which was more sensitive, and it was strong enough to kill him in that area. He's potter because once again, even though he did hit him with something that had the ability to kill, but he wasn't planning to do it in such a fashion. Once again, all these things are prohibited to do. There's no death penalty. He was planning to hit him in his heart area, and it was strong enough to kill him. And it ended up going to his stomach area, and it was not strong enough to kill him there. But Lamaisa, he did die. Umay still is potter, since Lamaisa, in other words, in order to get a death penalty, he has to have kavana to do an act that can kill, and Lamaisa, the way it came out, was in a way that normally would kill him. But if it came out in a way that normally would not kill him, he would be potter. He's planning to hit an adult, and it wasn't a strong enough hit that would kill, a strong enough blow that would kill a gadol. It went to somebody who was smaller, and it had enough to kill the cotton. Mace is also potter because his kavana was not to kill the cotton. Scamlakas was a cotton. He wanted to kill a smaller person, and it was strong enough to kill a small person. Halchalah, Alagodol, it ended up going to an older person, and Loibakadel Hamas is a godol mace. It didn't have enough to kill the godol, and he died. Then he's potter because once again, the way it killed this person was in a fashion that shouldn't have killed him. Amiskabel Hakas al Mosav, Halchalah, Alibay, Umeis. If he was planning and it was strong enough to kill him where he was intending, and ended up he hit him in another part of the body, and it was also strong enough to kill him in that place, then he's chayiv. Because even though he didn't kill him exactly the way he planned, but the ma'aseh planned to do an act of murder, and he killed him in a way that he should have died. Same thing with... If he was planning to kill... a godel, and it was enough to kill him, and it went to a cotton, he's chayiv. Now here's a chiddush, because even though he didn't kill the person he was planning to, but since both of them are people that he is chayiv misa, if he will kill them, then the fact that he killed A, B instead of A is not a reason to potter. And as in the beginning of the mission we said that it was mischaven for A and killed B, his potter is only if A is something that he wouldn't be chayiv on. But Hashem disagrees with that, and he holds no. In order to be chayiv misa, you have to be mischaven to kill this person. Even if he was going to kill Reuven, and you would have got the death penalty if you had killed him, but he ended up killing Shimon, since the act that was done then was not the Kavona, you are part of from death penalty.